You are now watching your mans in them live. Live. You are now watching your mans in them live. Live.
Gus the Third.
I'm your man's Bello.
Yes, sir. I'm your man's Austin Felix.
It's your boy Kyrie.
And I'm your man Shakespeare in a random studio in Brooklyn, New York. This is your man's and them live.
Does somebody have the soundtrack?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody in the chat. If you are in the chat, let you take the thing off, nigga.
Oh, my bad.
The fuck?
Yeah, every episode.
God damn, nigga, looking at me like I'm doing something wrong.
Nigga, because you're looking at me. What would you?
What's up with all these N words?
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out, A Melody. What up? Appreciate you for joining us today. We're gonna have a great show.
Yo, we got a lot to talk about. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Got to make sure my voice sounds.
Can you put my mic up?
Amazing.
I don't think you need your mic to be up.
Put my headphones up.
Turn my headphones up.
Please.
She.
She.
Last week was Thanksgiving. How was that for y'all? Say for me.
You gonna ask and let him answer, or are you gonna just?
It was quiet for a minute, but Kyrie, proceed.
Thanksgiving.
Give the audience Thanksgiving, what they need.
Thanksgiving was good for me. We had a family event. It was like 50 to 60 people. We rented out a hall. Family flying in from different places. Haven't seen an extended family from a long time. So otherwise, it was good, you know, other besides people getting COVID. But, you know, everything, food was good. Event was good.
Food was good. Everything was good.
Just a trash-ass description of fucking Thanksgiving.
Where's your enthusiasm? Word. Where's the energy?
What are you thankful for, nigga?
Yeah, what are you thankful for? You mean them live?
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yo, I used to hate that tradition during Thanksgiving. Everybody got to say what they're thankful for.
Everybody was like, thankful for shit?
I mean, yes, I was thankful, but it was just like, I don't like to be put on the spot. Like, public speaking, it really increases my anxiety. And
you got the wrong profession, brother.
Yo, so my Thanksgiving was great. I didn't get the plate that I wanted, though. I didn't get the mac and cheese, the stuffing the way I like it, you know, but regarding family and my family coming together, we did that. But
don't y'all?
I didn't get the Thanksgiving plate that I wanted.
Don't y'all feel like we do the same thing every year?
Every fucking year.
Like, I feel like it after a while gets old. Like, why don't you just? For me, like, I think the next couple Thanksgivings, I would like to try something different, right? Like traveling, or like maybe going to see a movie or something, or you know, going out to eat instead of getting a whole fucking Thanksgiving dinner and all that other shit.
I mean, going out to eat would, like. Would it make it Thanksgiving? Like, you want to go out to eat with your family?
I mean, why not? It's the same thing every year. I'm tired of that shit.
I had a different perspective. I was eating my food, I'm like, damn, why I don't make this shit in the summer? That shit was good.
You could do it at a barbecue.
Because we're cutting.
You could put lasagna at a barbecue.
We're cutting.
We're cutting. Exactly. If you can eat soup at a barbecue.
Who eats soup at a barbecue?
You go to Jamaica, they do.
Cow soup. Jamaican cow food.
Go head soup.
Shark soup.
Bomba clock.
Right. Right in the cups.
In a
styrofoam cup.
Nah, you don't eat that in Haiti?
No, I'm not. I'm not at that tax bracket to eat shark.
You don't got to be rich to eat shark. Never had shark before?
No, I'm not rich, but you know.
You ever had?
I had a shark sandwich.
You had a what?
A shark sandwich. Shark sandwich.
You had a shark.
Did you put my mic up? My headphones up?
You don't need it. You need that. You don't.
Yo, Thanksgiving was great. I ate. I slept. It was amazing. What about you, Shake? You had fried chicken? For those who don't know, Shake eats fried chicken every Thanksgiving faithfully. And it was baffling to me because I have never seen fried chicken on a plate in Thanksgiving in my life until he said it.
That's crazy.
Never.
That's crazy. He's a weirdo.
You eat fried chicken? Well, you from the South.
Okay.
So what does that have to do with anything?
They eat fried chicken for breakfast.
But why do you specifically point me out about fried chicken?
You're the only one that does
that. Because it's... You sure about that?
You have fried chicken at your Thanksgiving thing?
Of course.
Nah, we had a...
Austin, you have fried chicken?
On Thanksgiving, no.
I didn't. You and this Southern nigga did.
Wow, yo, Southern nigga is crazy.
You gonna have to leave, bro.
Why?
I don't like your tone when you say Southern and then you say the N-word. It don't go together.
Yeah. That's a bad combo.
And you know I'm from the South, man. This is not good. Nah, but look. Earlier, it was like about, when was it? It was last week? Last week, you brought up something you wanted to talk about today.
Yes. I have something that I want to ask y'all. Are you paying attention, Kyrie?
Yeah.
All right. I want to ask y'all a question real quick. And I brought it up in our meeting. And I hope you guys pondered about it.
I pondered.
So my question is, when it comes to finding a wife, right? Do you find your wife? Or do you make your wife? Do you make a woman a wife or do you find her as a wife?
Drew just confessed to buying a sex doll.
Okay. When you first presented the question, I first was like, you find the wife. You like the qualities eventually shows themselves. Like, you know, after dealing with your chick, you see that, oh wow, like, oh, I would like that in my wife and things of that nature. At the same time, I also was like, she's not a wife if you don't marry her. So,
I don't think he meant it in that perspective.
But that's, I know, but that's how my mind worked.
What I'm saying is, each one of us have an idea of a certain type of woman that we want to marry, right? Mm-hmm. We're not just gonna marry any girl that we fuck with just because we fuck with them,
right?
We have qualities, whether it's moral character, you know, views. Religious views, ambitions, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you have those things that make you want to marry someone. So are you looking to cultivate that in somebody or are you looking for someone who already has those traits?
Ooh, cultivate, SAT word.
I like that.
Yeah, so I would say personally, I would look for those qualities in somebody and whatever qualities they lack, I would like I can't force them to have those qualities.
Right.
Like there's only a few qualities that they're going to have. They're not going to have everything.
Right.
So for me to really be realistic, I look for some qualities that would, you know, that pique my interest.
Right. What are your non-negotiables? Give me one non-negotiable in a woman that you're looking for.
Yeah, bad
respect.
Hygiene.
Respect.
Bad hygiene is a no-go. Respect is another one. What else? I like a drive. I like a drive is
hustling, bitch.
That's a no go for me. Mm. If you don't have like a plan on doing something or the drive to do something, that could be a turn.
So you're looking for her to have the qualities already.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't build nobody.
Anybody else?
I think for me, that's a great question, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a great question.
First one.
Yeah. I think the process starts with me finding certain qualities. And when I find those certain qualities is when we're together and that time that we're together and we're dating and we're, you know, you become a fiance and all of that is when you're starting to make your wife, right? Because we're all different individuals, right? And we're tailored mm-hmm. to differently. So, yes, she has all these great qualities, but now the qualities are now tailored to me.
Right.
And
But you have the foundation of the qualities that you were looking for in that for that person.
Correct.
So she needs to have certain qualities for her to even be considered for you to marry her.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah. But and I think there is a evolution though. You know, it's like the root qualities, yes, and then
right, yeah.
It gets tailored. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she already has qualities because she's your girl.
No.
No, I think so. I think if you're gonna if you're in a relationship with somebody, that thing that attracted you is one of those qualities you would want in your wife.
Yes.
No. You ever been in a relationship you ain't see yourself with?
It's a lot of people in relationships that they would say, yeah. Oh, I don't know if I'll marry this person. Sometimes people are just in relationships for the moment.
Yeah.
You could be in it, but hold on.
You ain't talk yet.
Yes, he did.
No, fuck with you.
But
I really didn't.
I want to say that it doesn't mean that they have all the qualities, but they have something that you want them to carry, and you know, if you decide to marry them. And I was gonna say, like, it goes back to what you were saying about, you know, throughout the relationship, y'all learn each other, and y'all start to cater to each other and shit like that. I'm not conscious of those qualities. Like, I'm not thinking about, yo, I want this, that, and the third, and a wife. You show it to me naturally. Like, it's a natural thing.
But what is she showing you?
She's purely who she is. So if she's caring, she's going to show me that.
But are you looking for someone who's caring for you to marry them?
I'm not looking.
So what do you look for in a wife? You don't look for anything.
If I speak for myself right
now. You're not looking for a wife.
I'm speaking for myself right now. When I see qualities that I want in a wife, I'm like, oh shit, the thought, like, oh wow.
Oh, so it's not. Oh, okay.
But it's not on your mind. I'm not looking for
it. So you don't separate women. You don't separate them. You don't have like, all right, I'm messing with this girl, but she's not someone that I would marry. I'm messing with this girl. She's potentially someone I could see myself with.
Yeah, but you do. Everybody's just a natural thing. It's a natural thing.
So what distinguishes them is what I'm asking.
Them. Not everybody's the same.
Kyrie?
I was going to say, just to answer your question, for me personally, I think it's a mixture of both, right? I think, you know, the question was, like, if you choose or... You choose or if you find... You choose or what else was it?
Do you find your wife or do you make her?
Like,
do
I think it's both, right? And when I say both, I say you find your wife by the initial meeting, and then throughout their relationship, whatever trials and tribulations... You make your wife by whatever things
that's,
you go
I think
through.
That's what, that's
and it's
what
not
I'm
about
saying.
Like saying this is what I saying, oh, you need to be this. It's more so like going through, you know, different types of things in your relationships and finding a solution and you guys being able to express your needs and things that you want.
You're married. Mm-hmm. Did you have non-negotiables? Absolutely. Like, did you have things where that you saw in your wife and you were like, okay, this is what I was looking for in someone that I want to marry and have and be the mother of my kids?
It was anything that I'm looking for. Like, initially, it was just more so me getting to know her and then finding a lot of the things that about her that I liked throughout, like, our time together. And then that's what sparked it. Like,
oh, so
I already,
that's what Gus was saying.
So I already had, like, I wanted to be with her. But it was more so, like, as we, you know, spend time together, like, I'm getting to know her and going through things that we went through. I was just like, oh, like, you know, I really want to marry this girl.
So okay. Would you say there was some things that you... That you compromised on,
like, are you compromise in any relationship?
No, I'm just saying in
oh,
general.
Oh, like non-negotiables.
Like, as far as like maybe you didn't see you would be accepting of this, but then there's like after I was like, oh, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lot, but I think it's more so like certain things. Like, I can't think of it right now, but I definitely was like, all right, like previously the girls that I dated, I probably wouldn't have like you know been so open to it, but. After a while, you know, like, as long as you don't feel like it's detrimental to you and your morality, I'm open to that. Like,
it's yo, shout out to everybody in the chat. If you are in the chat, make sure you like.
Yeah, make sure you like the comment. Video,
we
comment.
Everybody. Shout out to Reggie, my guy. Shout out to Zay. Shout out to Melody. Melody says, Isaiah says, you find her. There's a reason we have a saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Ooh, that's a fact. Reggie says, gotta find her before you can groom her, cause you can build a house on sand. You can't build a house on sand. What up, Sheridan? In the chat, he also says,
"What's up, cuz? How you doing?
Never heard of a beach house?"
He also says, "It's no different from an employee. They won't give you the chance if you don't have the right qualifications. But when they hire you, there's still room to learn and grow."
That's a good analogy, Reggie.
Shout out to Lillian in the chat. She says, agreed, Reggie. Or they realize you're not as great of a fit, so you get fired, or you realize the job entails other things you didn't consider and leave.
Sometimes people lie on their...
Hold on real quick. This is for Reggie.
He finally gets an applause. Not every day he does.
Nigga, I'll be applauding for you, Reggie.
We don't get that every day where somebody says, agreed, Reggie. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, last comment. Melody says, first of all, it all depends on what you want to gain from the relationship and why you're dating. Are you dating for a purpose or are you just chilling? Those things matter.
I'm sorry. Okay. You did have something to say. You had something
real
to say.
Quick. There's certain traits when they present themselves, you know you want that in a wife. Like there's certain, like, the nurturing side of a woman. Like, when it's high, you like, oh, shit, I need that and I want that for my kids. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. But there's even, like, another trait could offset that, though.
Right.
Like, if she's nurturing, but she's a bitch, then that kind
of... Hey, yo, what the fuck?
I mean, he's not lying.
She's nurturing.
He's not lying.
Look at this beautiful nurturing, wonderful
she's nurturing, bitch.
Y'all wild.
No, on a serious note, I feel
this
like...
This bitch is great with my kids.
you brought up... Oh, I mean, like, man. I feel like there's traits that could offset the good. You know what I'm saying? So you can see, and someone you don't want to marry, there's still traits that you like, damn, I want that in my wife.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But to answer the topic question, like, I think that I'm not looking for it, but I'm waiting for it to come to me.
Yeah.
But alrighty. Really, it's kind of agrees with what you're saying. It's both.
You guys were kind of saying similar things. Yeah. Let us know in the chat real quick. What do y'all think? Are you guys ladies too? Are you finding a husband or are you grooming a husband?
I feel like the person that presented the question should answer the question.
Yeah, it's a fact.
You know, in my head, I was thinking, did he answer the question?
I'm looking to find my wife.
You lazy son of a
bitch. I'm looking to find what I know the baseline qualities that I want in my wife.
What's your top five baseline?
She got to be a virgin, number one. She got to be a virgin. Never had a body in her life.
Never had a body.
I'm the first body. All right. Or at least it just gotta feel like it.
But if she got a dildo.
No.
Hey yo, what the fuck? No.
Nah, but all jokes aside, I'm looking for someone who is nurturing. That's kind of typical, but I'm looking for someone who's nurturing, who I feel like would be a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to think like coming from a good background was big. Like good family and shit. But I think I've come across a lot of people, especially recently, that they've come from bad, not bad, but, you know, traumatic.
Broken homes,
traumatic backgrounds. And, you know, as long as you seek the help that you need, that's a quality I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of yourself and are you willing to take the steps to, you know, improve your life?
Mm. For a minute, I thought you were serious. I'm about to say you better go join Al-Qaeda or something because... They be going kamikaze for some 72 versions.
I'm done.
Shake Wallin.
What else?
Shake is Wallin today.
Nah, you brought up compromising, right?
Yeah.
Which had me think about the conversation we was talking. Like, is compromising? What's it? What is compromising? And let me look at my notes. That's why we have them. Give me a little bit.
You don't gotta tell the niggas.
Hey, listen, professionals have notes.
Shout out everybody in the chat. We see y'all. Shout out Big Joe.
And make sure y'all, those are next.
Joe Brown.
J-Brown, what up?
Lili, I see you.
What's going on, Lili? Grow up, Drew. What you mean, grow up?
If you compromise, that's what it was. If you compromise, are you submissing? Submissing.
are you submitting out?
Submitting, yeah.
Are you submitting?
Submitting.
Yes. If you, all right. So, are we gonna say the context of this?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, we were talking about what were we talking about?
Michelle
Obama. Oh yeah, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, right?
Yeah.
She said that she had to compromise a lot in her relationship. Yeah. Some shit like that. And we had a what? We had
last episode.
I'm gonna let him do that.
Last episode, we played the clip. About Michelle Obama's view on young people relationships. She feel like we're in a rut, like we don't have patience to stay in a relationship. We see something wrong, we out. Like she was saying, like 50-50, that's non-existent in a healthy relationship. It's a balance. You know, sometimes it's going to be 70-30. Sometimes it's going to be 60-40.
I agree.
Like, it don't have to strictly be 50-50.
And then that's right. When I said that in every relationship, one person compromises more than the other.
Yeah.
Not saying, like, all across the board, but one person is more willing to be like, all right, I'm gonna let you have this than the other. And I think that's how a lot of relationships work.
And I'm not going to lie. I feel sometimes the compromise or the sacrifice is circumstantial. Because I feel like sometimes it comes to a point where, hey, one person may be in school, so you may have to work a little harder because, you know, you're holding down the fort.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but things of that nature, I feel like play a big effect when it comes to making that sacrifice or that compromise.
But when you play that factor, does that seem like I'm submitting, right? Like there's valid reason.
That's why I chose the word sacrifice instead of submitting.
It's submission.
Because the thing is,
it's not really submission because it's like I'm taking on All right, say my girl's going to school. I'm taking on the burden of, you know, taking care of the bills, going to work, doing a little extra so she can complete it. So say if now it's my turn to do it, I'm pretty sure she would do the same. She would make the same
sacrifice. I'm not talking about in like one scenario or one situation. I mean, like, what I was saying is in the relationship as a whole, one person usually compromises more than the other. So like a scenario where you have to take a backseat or like you have to sacrifice what you want to do for the good of your significant other, that's not what I'm talking about.
You're talking about like an argument or something?
Arguments or just in general. Who's the person who's going to be like, you can have this. I'm going to let you have this. I'm going to let him have this. One person is usually leading another. And the person who's not, in my opinion, is the one who's submitting.
I think submitting is, I mean, I guess you can use that term, but I wouldn't use that term. I think it's knowing your partner, right? Let's say you know your partner is stubborn. You don't always have to. You may seem like you're compromising, but you may have brought your point in a different way where you felt like you got it off, and that person may not initially like say, okay, you're right, but in their actions, you can see that they understood your point. Like I don't think compromising is more of a submission thing in a sense. I think it's just a teamwork relationship thing. Like yo, okay, I don't think this affects me that much, so whatever. But at some point, there's going to be other times where I'm not going to compromise.
Right.
I'm going to put my foot down. Yeah, but I don't think it's more of a submission thing.
The person who's more stubborn and less willing to not go about their way is the one who's most likely leading the shit.
That's not leading. That's not leading. I think that's more.
Pull it towards you.
That's not
leading. Don't put your lips on it. I mean, he said it. Put it towards me.
Wait, what?
Hey, yo, what the?
Nah, but I hear what you're saying. But I'm trying to get at you, and you're being stubborn right now. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you to look at a different way. So, in a sense, like, yeah, like it's a relationship dynamic, right? Like, I know you're stubborn, so. What sense does it take for me to keep arguing back and forth with you if you're not going to see it? Sometimes
you're submitting.
You're letting the person win. It's not winning. It's more so just, all right, like.
All right, so submissive. The definition of submissive is.
Why you cut me off?
I want to read this definition so, you know, y'all know.
Go ahead, player.
Submissive, ready to conform to the authority or will of others. So if someone is being hard-headed, right? If someone's being hard-headed, they don't want to understand you, whatever like that, and you just like, you know what, whether you walk away, well, it depends on your action, your response to it. So if you're saying
you're about
that,
to sugarcoat shit, bro.
What is your response to someone being hard-headed, Kyrie? If you're in an argument, she's not understanding you, she just want to hear herself, what is your response to that?
I think it depends on the situation, but if it's not that important to me, I'm going to try different ways. Like, I'm going to try to break it down a different way. And if you're not getting it, I'm like, all right, I think, how about this? Let's take a time out, you know? Let's think about it, and then we can come back to talk about it later.
He's
like,
adapting.
Yeah, I would say I'm a little bit more adaptive in my relationship. I mean, it really depends on the situation. Sometimes I can be stubborn, but for the most part, I see myself as less stubborn. But I think it's more so having to do with how serious the issue is with me, right? I don't take a lot of things serious. So I may not, like, argue all my points all the time because I'll just be like, whatever. Like, it's not that deep. Versus my wife, who will take things more serious. So she's willing to keep going back and forth because she wants me to understand her point. So
if your response was you're right, even though you know she's wrong, that's you submitting.
I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore.
But that's submissive, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's submissive.
Okay.
Austin, you got anything to say before I read the comments?
Mute.
All right.
He's submitting.
Jay Brown, he says, feel like as a man, we compromise more, especially with our feelings. Like, we not allowed to be mad or upset or disappointed. Well, let me tell you something, Jay Brown. On your man's and them live, you are allowed to show your emotions.
Yes.
And you are allowed to say it how it is, brother.
It's a fact.
That's why you here.
This is the Equal Opportunity Podcast.
Exactly. Listen, brother, anything you got to say, you make sure you say it in this chat, and we got you. Lily says, agree, but I think the person who compromised the most fluctuates depending on the season they're in.
I actually think the person who compromises most actually leads the relationship because they're dictating how everything goes. You already are the one person who's stubborn so much. And
your phone, you're flashing your phone.
Oh, shit, sorry.
The person that dictates the most.
I'm looking at the playback. First of all.
Nah, but I think if you're the one who compromises, you actually lead more. You're just not so out there with the leadership. You're like, okay, I'm going to let you think you have that. But deep down, you don't got shit.
I disagree.
That sounds like
if you're compromising, you're not getting your way. Mm.
You're not getting your way at that moment, but there may be other ways.
There's a bigger picture. You're doing it for the bigger picture.
Yeah, but exactly.
See, sometimes we call it compromising when we're actually losing, right? So I'm coming from the point of she wants this.
Mm-hmm.
You want that.
Right.
So you say,
that's about right.
let's do the other, okay. Right? She like, nah, I want to do this my way. You say, whatever response, which is kind of like, okay, she's being stubborn. She wants this. All right. Because you can adapt to it. You can talk to yourself and say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And you
rationalize the fact that she is getting her way. And you're like, you know what? Well, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
There's a bigger picture to this, which is peace.
Yeah.
And I think the person always trying to keep the peace is not necessarily the person always leading.
I got a different point of view. What if you're doing that so that in the end, you know you're right. And at the end of the day, they're going to come back and be like, yo, you were right.
See, that sounds toxic.
Sometimes you got to let people learn the hard way.
That's not toxic. Sometimes you got to let shit play out.
Like, yes.
Okay, since I can actually see that.
All right, see.
That actually makes sense.
All right, it might not be, you might not see it from my perspective. Okay, let's do it your way.
Yes.
You kind of like how parents do to children.
Right, okay.
Not in my household. This shit is going down my way.
I think Austin was kind of agreeing with that because he was like, yo, that's the part of pettiness. People be petty to teach you a lesson.
I know it's toxic because I do it.
I was going to say, he do that shit.
I don't feel it's petty, though. I feel like, all right, you have a certain perspective of seeing something, right? If you have that perspective, you're defending this to the end. All right, let's see how it plays out.
Pardon.
If, oof.
Damn, nigga, what the fuck was that?
That's just like Frank water.
That's fucked up.
Nigga say you got glizzy breath. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was not expecting that. I was not expecting that from Austin.
I'm sorry.
That is
I'm violating. You think I'm violating. He's going to be sick. you going to get it. You're going to get it. Oh. I'm talking about getting back on the joke. All what right, you thinking about?
Don't be rude.
My second victim.
Don't be
I
rude.
I swear to God.
Why is everything so personal with you guys?
Don't come to my next show.
Whoa, that hurt.
I'm going to violate you.
Get your hands off. Wow. I
don't want no citrus on my fucking shirt.
Let's laugh at his jokes, guys.
Don't laugh at my jokes. It's happening. It's happening.
Why the fuck is their camera so fucking fresh? I don't understand. This is ridiculous.
Shout out again to everybody that's on the live right now watching us. We appreciate
you. So basically, we haven't compromised
y'all.
We are with an agreement.
Have a great show, guys.
We haven't compromised to an agreement, basically. We all have different opinions.
Nah, I feel like we all agree.
No, we don't all agree. Austin, well, I don't know Austin's point of view. Shake, I know your point of view.
My final message to this is this.
Why are you smiling?
You're not compromising. You're not compromising.
You're waiting for me to say
if
so.
You don't give in. A compromise is supposed to be like we both don't get what we want, but we agree to something that's in the middle.
I think
if that's not what you're doing, then it's not a compromise. That's what I'm.
There's 15 people comments. In this live. Make sure y'all like the video.
Damn, nigga.
Subscribe.
Let me do my thing.
Dang, comment police.
Go ahead. Comment police. Big Joe says, I've always hated the term 50-50. Like, we giving 50-50, where the other 50 going? LOL.
To yourself.
Lily says, but the one person can't have it all the time. She says, I never thought about the other 50, Joe. Jay Brown says, compromise, submissive. Compromise just sounds more delicate. Wordplay is everything. Big Joe says, people say that, and I be like, You should show up trying to give 100% of yourself, but we are human and we go through things, so sometimes you can't give 100, and that's understandable. Reggie Porter says, compromise and submission aren't the same thing, but compromising is a component of submission. When you compromise, you come to a mutual agreement that's usually beneficial for both parties. I don't agree. I don't think that. Shout out Samantha Christie in the chat. She says, yes, Medea. Shake.
Yes, Medea.
I can't see the comment.
Yes, Medea.
Yes, Medea, Jamaica in the building. Boom, boom, boom.
Bullet.
And Jay Brown says, compromise usually ain't mutual. What? He says compromising usually ain't mutual.
Then it's not a compromise. You just lost.
One person is compromising.
Reggie said by definition it's mutual.
Exactly. So like I said, I got a clip I want to play. It's from Jennifer Lewis.
Who?
Jennifer Lewis. She's an actress.
Are you connected to the Bluetooth?
I am.
He is. Oh, you gonna play it?
Wait, what? I'm not
sure. I'm just gonna play it real quick.
Ready?
Yeah.
Who is she?
She's an actress. She was one of Vivian's sisters on.
She was on Blackish.
She's also recently, you know, one of her recent works is Blackish. Play the video.
She was on Fresh Prince.
Yes.
The old shit. No. The light skin one, Hillary.
Had to get rid of him.
This is a long clip.
Driving on big car. Life is great, and I come up on an Australian tree that I know is extinct. Mm-hmm. But blooms pink. They're a fucking pink tree. Of course I'm gonna acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. So we're driving and I go, oh, that's a pretty tree. Him. You say that about every tree. And I was like, well, nigga, you gotta go. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, but don't them bitches help us breathe?
Don't they help us breathe?
Nah, she was basically saying, like, when she knew she had to break up with one of her boyfriends or something like that in the past. So she said when she was just like, you know, huh?
You said, I'm talking to Kyrie.
Oh.
It's so rude to talk while, you know, Gus is talking.
That's why I didn't say it out loud.
You said it in the mic.
Yeah, you said it in the mic.
Y'all heard that in the chat?
I just wanted to share that with the audience. And I want the audience, while we, you know, continue on with the show, like, if you ever was one to break up with someone, what was that last thing for you? Like what was that thing?
Point.
Yeah, what was the nail to, you know, nail
the needle
on
the haystack. No, that's not the one. That's not it.
That was a nail in the coffin.
No.
Nail in the
coffin. No, yeah, needle in the hay. No.
No, nail in the coffin.
That's not it. Oh, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Mother.
Wrong straw.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we're going to get into news.
On the scroll.
Hey, I like that. No? Okay.
We don't pay attention.
Sometimes I got to look at Austin and submit, you know, look down and shit.
Hey, what?
Like,
what?
If I look at him, I just look down.
What's wrong
so
with you?
So he knows. So, you know, so I use the Kyrie approach. So you let him think he thinks he's the alpha, but he really not.
That's what my dog does when she's
sad. Who said that's my approach all the time?
Nigga, you just said that.
Why I got to be a nigga? You know, you just said my name and then you called me a all nigga. Right, which one am I? All nigga right. Or Kyrie?
So news on the scroll. First thing we're going to talk about is Balenciaga. Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting for you to talk. Oh. All
right. First thing we're going to talk about is Balenciaga and what's been going on with that company. So, who wants to pick it up from here?
I guess Kanye had the answers. I guess he was right. I guess he was right once again.
But let's break down what's been going on.
Well,
break it down, nigga.
I don't have.
And can
that's crazy.
Kyrie, you want to lead? Because your brother over here ain't doing too good. With the Balenciaga.
Basically, I'm pretty sure everybody's heard the news that Balenciaga had a campaign where they had kids in it, and I guess it was some. Well, not I guess.
BDSM.
BDSM
outfits.
Outfits.
Was it on the kids or was it on the bear?
I think it was on a bear, if I'm not mistaken.
It was I think they described it as a purse or a bag.
It's yeah.
But it was a teddy bear that had on bondage.
Bondage, yeah. So a lot of outrage was said. Well, there was a lot of outrage on the picture, and I think one of our main points was basically like how people. Are how their reaction is in the cancellation in terms of the Balenciaga shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things we were talking about was Kim Kardashian for some reason.
Her response.
Her response to Balenciaga's pedophile campaign, and then other celebrities responding to it, and like, are they canceling Balenciaga? Are we canceling Balenciaga and shit like that?
So essentially, they dropped this campaign. It got a whole bunch of attention because it's like, what the fuck are y'all doing? But for a short amount of time, it was pretty viral, right? It went trending and everything.
Yeah.
No celebrities were really saying anything.
Because they love Balenciaga.
Mm-hmm. So
even with that note that was in the photo.
I mean, one celebrity.
Yeah, so there was the campaign with the kids holding the bags, and then there was also a photo of a purse or a bag, and it had, like, court documents and, you know, people doing their digging. They said that the documents reference old court cases about child pedophilia, right?
And how they're going to lessen the laws for internet child.
Virtual child.
Yeah. Pornography.
Pornography.
Wait, what?
Say that last part again. They're going to do what with virtual child pornography?
The court case referenced it. I don't know exactly. I don't know what the court case
was
about.
What was this document?
It was in the
photos. Was in the photos. There was a purse, and there was, like, paper spread out on the desk.
And one of the
you could
papers.
See some of the text in the papers.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
I actually didn't.
I'm very surprised.
The over-sexualization of kids has been happening for mad long now. Like, on TikTok, on other platforms. Like, if you notice, even shows, like, kids are, it's kind of uncomfortable sometimes to see it. I noticed it in Game of Thrones, the new shit. The House of Dragons shit. Like, the level of, like, hinting at pedophilia
was kids.
Towards kids. Even though, you know, back in the day, like, on some, like, you'll take a girl who's 10 years old to be your future wife. But I understand back in the day that's what they did. But not on fucking, I don't want to see it. You feel me? Like, to me, that's kind of like my fault. That's kind of like, it's kind of promoting it a little bit.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. It's nasty work.
Yeah.
They can call it a timepiece, but they didn't have to show all of it.
Right.
They could have hinted, like, oh, this is what it is, but like you said, the over-sexualization of it. But to get back to the point of the conversation, which is who determines what is canceled, right? You can cancel somebody for because of this, I asked myself, what company was ever canceled?
None.
So a company can do things that kind of promote pedophilia and things of that nature, but they won't get canceled. But a person who does that can possibly be canceled.
I don't even think a person would get canceled.
So to give perspective here, like I said, you know, I was saying that not a lot of celebrities made statements about Balenciaga. A lot of celebrities are partners in you know, business with Balenciaga. I actually looked at their last fashion show that they had, and I was looking at a lot of celebrities that were there, and I was like, yeah, no one said anything. But to his point is, the perspective is, Balenciaga just cut ties with Kanye.
Right.
Right? Like that. They killed that relationship. They part of that, hey, we're going to cancel you. So this is the time where you see individuals get canceled by brands and companies.
Mm-hmm.
But now the brand and the company is in the light, nobody's canceling them. No one's breaking ties with them.
Right.
I got an antidote, right? I got two antidotes. I don't know if you guys have seen the World Cup or what's going on with the World Cup.
I watched USA play.
So USA, yeah, they won. USA won. But originally, the backstory behind this is the World Cup was in Qatar, and apparently there was migrant workers who died and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not apparently, there was like they conflicting died. Numbers. But anyway, migrant workers died, right? There was a lot of outrage, and not a lot of outrage, but people knew about that. And what I'm saying to this is, even though people knew about what's going on in the World Cup, people are still watching.
Right.
So the thing is, I think a lot of people go after celebrities because they're more easier to cancel versus big companies. Because in their heart, they don't really want to cancel the big companies because they still want their products.
They want their products, they want their money.
It's easier to come at a person because a lot of times it could be envy, or it could be they're just so easily accessible that they know that there's a possibility this celebrity is going to read my comment. Yep. So I'm going to attack them because it's just easier to do. I think it's stupid to just attack the celebrity that supports the business. I think you need to go after Balenciaga. But a lot of it's hard to cancel.
It's the same thing with Kyrie and not them not going after Amazon and Jeff Bezos. for even they, having the documentary. It's the individual. This shit. Right. They go after the guy who posted it.
And to me, sometimes
and you can see it in reality with the Balenciaga situation. I saw a clip of Candace Owens blacking on Kim Kardashian. Right? Yeah, Kim Kardashian is a big partner in face of Balenciaga, right? She, whatever. But like the amount of backlash, she did a whole post and video kind of coming at Kim is like, hey, you forgot Kim isn't the one who posted this stuff.
Candace Owens just doesn't like, employee. She don't like
but, Kim but that's
yeah, that's and, that, and that's the thing. But that's just the way, like, redirected, right? So now it's like, hey, we want to cancel Kim because of her response to Balenciaga.
You know what I think it is, though? It's a face. They need a face.
But right. She's not the face. Like, she may work with them, but she's not the face of Balenciaga. She's
basically the byproduct.
She's not the face, but she's a face and a big, she's a big star. Like,
yeah, but why is it so hard to actually cancel Balenciaga?
You know why? Because you have to get a mob to fight the mob creating machine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think when we first talked about this, I said that probably one of the things is Kim has a big influence, right? She has a lot of people under her, right? If you could get her to flip on Balenciaga, she can get her big influence and community to flip on Balenciaga. So everyone's pressure is like, hey, Kim,
yeah,
they all look up to you. This you have to do this against Balenciaga so that they all follow the trend.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it, no one's going to follow the trend.
So you're
but no one ever goes back at the companies, and that's the problem.
And that to me is the – I agree with you. Like, I feel like – I went to the outlet recently, and after this whole Balenciaga thing, I had to pick something out
for
the outlet.
Balenciagas?
No, I don't – I have a they house.
Was on sale?
I paid mortgages. I can't afford Balenciagas. Shit, but I saw people wearing Balenciagas. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, there was a lot of outrage, but yet people are outside with their Balenciaga shoes. So in my mind, I'm like, you really don't, people really aren't going to really cancel Balenciagas.
No.
It's
one, no, you can finish.
No, I'm finished.
Oh, one of my homegirls bought a jacket Balenciaga. Of course, like a band and some change.
Like, where do you go wearing
that's
that
on the
jacket?
Low end for Balenciaga.
It was $1,900. And she bought this jacket, and then once the news came out about what was going on, she sent it back.
Oh
wow. Did she get her money back?
Yeah.
I mean, she shouldn't have spent the money in the first
place. Yeah, no, seriously.
Hey, I don't tell people what to do with that.
You're
money.
Right, you're right. It's not our job.
She should have kept that shit.
And if you got it like that,
where are your Balenciaga like shoes? That? Why you ain't wearing to the show today?
I would have, nigga. I'm not sending nothing back. Why
to be real with you, if I'm driving a car, and the car company did some weird shit, I'm still driving that car.
That's a fact. I feel like a car is different than
my jacket.
I'm probably not
going to
buy a new one with them, but if I got the car ready, I got the car.
She ordered the jacket. She just got the jacket. The news came out. She sent the jacket back.
That's
listen,
easy.
Listen, if a Honda car came out and said they don't like black people, I'm driving my Honda, brother.
Okay, but is that after? Are you gonna buy a Honda?
Honda?
Are you gonna buy a Honda
new,
after?
New. I might buy
bro,
an Acura.
If you don't get this Uncle Ruckus, you get out of here.
Same family.
Yo, shout out to everybody in the chat.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
If you are in the chat, make sure you let yourself be known. Make sure you like the
yes,
video.
Yes, make sure you like
the
video.
All right, Lily says, was there attempt at making a statement or standing against it?
Kim is the only one that really did it, right?
Yeah, she ended up making a statement.
In her statement?
Her statement was a little soft, but she did say that she's reevaluating her relationship.
That means we're going to wait till the shit dies down, right, when y'all niggas forget about the shit, and then it's back to regular
schedule. I mean,
program.
As of recently, the company said they fired the people that they partnered with to make
I
the campaign.
I did see that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they did
right.
Fire them.
So,
which is
Balenciaga blamed whoever was in charge of running that campaign. They just...
But you okayed it.
Exactly. You got to give a thumbs up. You looked at it and said, I like that.
Yeah.
We should do that.
See, but the thing about a company
can we make that teddy bear even more sexy?
There's so many people involved. There's so many heads. That's why you have a board. Is it public? Is Balenciaga a public company?
Public trading company?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, so that's so many heads compared to one person who's just the leader.
You're talking
of their
about
own
the
brand.
Boardroom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stockholders.
So... I mean, that's why it's hard to cancel a company, especially like we said already, that they pay the bills. You know, the brand can mean something to a community or two.
Reggie says we were supposed to cancel Gucci a couple years ago. Y'all remember that?
I never
y'all remember
Gucci.
That?
You know, I'm going to say what I said when that happened. Mm-hmm. I can't cancel shit
that I don't own. I can't
wait,
afford
it. Wait, what
was
it for again?
Because they did the thing with the
blackface.
The monkey.
Oh, no, no, that was H&M.
That was H&M.
And I would
H&M
never.
The monkey thing?
With the big lips.
I kind of bought me some H&M.
Lips on
oh,
the,
yeah.
They cheap.
If I can't, I'm not in the Balenciaga tax bracket. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think
I'm not
think
in the Gucci tax
aren't.
Bracket. I'm not going out of my way to buy something to say I have it.
I agree.
That's not what I do.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Do I think what they do is morally wrong? Absolutely. But me not buying it is me not supporting it. Mm. I'm not buying it. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not promoting it, anything like that. That's me doing my part.
You want to know something? Mm. One of the hardest things I tried to cancel was the NFL. I think I attempted to do it for like 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's a long time. Damn, bro.
It was very long, but like
I don't even watch
I ended
football.
Up
I
going back to
NFL.
Watching the NFL, but like it's hard to cancel a product if you own it or if you watch it. But you it's not saying you can't do it, but
is it wrong if you look at the scores?
You still
you
supporting
watch the game.
It. If you have the app or anything like that, you're still supporting it.
I mean, if you have Bleacher Report.
How why like, y'all why was y'all not supporting it?
What?
I think
was it Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, but
he's trying to get in the NFL. He was trying to get in still,
not
so he ain't cancel the shit.
Not at that point.
Well,
that
he is now.
But the thing, okay, the thing was, he didn't want to. I mean, it goes back to civil rights, right? Think about civil rights.
All
right. We want human rights. We want rights that everyone else has.
Yes.
Right. So if I feel like I'm being mistreated,
yes.
It's not like I don't want to play. I just want things to be fair.
Okay.
So treat
okay.
me
that's
fair.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. And he was like shadow banned.
Yeah. They wouldn't treat him fair.
Let me read some of these comments and then we can move on. Jay Brown says, agreed. None of these brands put any money back into the hood. Yet y'all see, all y'all see is people risking their freedom at times for brands.
Yep.
Jay Brown says, no licks, no business, nada. Not, but closet full of designer.
Wait, Reggie's
no,
an
LLCs,
Eagle fan?
I'm sorry, LLCs.
Reggie Porter's an Eagle fan?
I said licks. Big Joe says, I grew up on Target and Walmart clothes and I'm not knocking anyone JC who Penny. Wore it. But as an adult, I can afford that stuff, but I don't care for any of it. Jay Brown says, half the folks and designers you see come with no substance. It'd be the ones dressed like Steve Jobs with the most knowledge.
Right.
But let's
rich people buy expensive clothes, too.
Yeah, but you know what?
They
some
buy
of the,
like
some
suits
of those,
and shit.
Some of those expensive clothes don't have the labels on them.
But let's not categorize every rich person
let's
in the same
the
type of what you call it. Like, the people who like materialism and like to show you what they wear, that's their world.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think there's anything wrong
with
that.
I want you to look at me I want you to look at me like money. Like, look at me,
yeah.
see this check.
Some people put money into their cars. Some people put money into their clothes.
Yeah.
They put money into their house.
Their house.
It just is what it is. Whatever
you can tell when somebody,
value.
You ever been to somebody's house and be like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shit kind of fire. They got everything in this bitch.
That's like, y'all got money.
This way you spend
well,
your money.
Well, shit, that should be. That's where. It. That's where you rest. That's where you rest at night. Shit.
I feel like
that's
my last opinion about this shit is.
Yeah, let it be.
A lot of people. I feel like a lot of people aren't as outraged as they portray.
Mm-hmm. Fake outrage.
Yeah.
Fake
like
woke.
They won't actually put action to the outrage.
Facts.
So you ain't really that mad.
This they.
You know it's morally wrong, right? You know you disagree with it, but it's not enough to. You're not disgusted by it, right? It's. You know, and then I think that plays a part of us being desensitized, whatever that word is.
Desensitized?
Desensitized.
Put the pause?
Desensitized. Whatever that shit is. Y'all know what I'm talking
Yo,
about.
Yo, make sure y'all like the video. Make sure y'all thumbs up the video. There's too many people in here for we only have 6 thumbs up. And that was my thumbs up that made it 6. Make sure you thumbs up this fucking video, all right?
All right.
Y'all playing it here.
Move on to the next topic.
Kyrie,
I wish Zay would spell my fucking name right.
Zay said,
it's
Knicks lost again tonight. I
it's
just
literally
to you know.
Right there.
And Reggie says, exact reasons why I say you can't dance, yay. You can't dance, yay, no matter what he do. Oh, cancel, yay. No matter what he do when his name on a record is going to sell.
I didn't know yay dance.
It's going to sell.
Next topic. Next topic is a video with, I believe, Young Jock and his wife.
Young Jock.
It's going down.
Jock.
In the
Jock.
it's going down. Meet me in the it's going down. Austin.
Got you.
Talk about that. But I know exactly what you're saying.
Austin looked like an Atlanta nigga.
Nah, he looks like he's from Cali.
More like Florida. That's
not with that resting bitch face. That nigga does not look like a Californian.
Resting bitch face is
probably... You can't stop saying that now, huh?
I'll never forget it.
Never. Nigga, all I don't do is do that.
You look like an LA nigga.
Well, that's how you look like Chicago. You said you won't want my son to be like me.
Nigga, you on the show?
Sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
How long is this?
Not gonna do is do that.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's how you put it. You said you wouldn't want my son to be like me.
I wouldn't want them to do some of the things that you have done.
Okay, and I wouldn't want my daughters to do some of the things you've done. We're human. That's what I'm trying to say.
You would want them to do majority of the things that I've done.
Listen, what I'm saying is, when you talk about me, don't sum me up.
Facts, right?
Don't sum me up on the worst side of me or what you consider the worst side of me. Because ain't nobody fucking perfect. So don't do that. That's what we're not gonna do. Because as a man, guess what? I got to stand on mine, too.
Yes, you do.
So basically, what I gathered from the clip was his wife told his kids, I don't want you to grow up like your father. I don't want you to be, I don't want you to turn into your father. And his thing was like, don't do that. You're looking at me in a negative way, you know?
You're paying me in a negative light.
Why are you laughing? I agree with him 100%. Look, one thing I know, one thing that my mom always did, my mom and my dad, they split when I was like one, right? And I've seen them argue. Like, I've seen them get into arguments. I've seen, you know, them go back and forth. I know she wasn't always happy with him. He wasn't always happy with her. One thing she never did was talk bad about him to me. She always was like, your father's a great man. Your father's intelligent. Your father's this. Your father's that. Your father's that. And I used to always wonder, like, yo, why does she never, like, say anything bad about him? Like, why does it, like, if it's something bad, it's not really bad. It's like, you know, he used to do this, he used to do that. But that's regular nigga shit in my head. And I realized as I got older, it's important for you not to put any type of seeds of
negativity
when it comes to your child looking at their father.
Yeah,
in my opinion, it's important. So let them come up with their own perspective of their father on their own.
Yes.
So let me say this. I think it's, for me, I'm the type of person to look at everything. I want to be real. I want to look at the negative and a positive, right? I feel like you can learn from either or, right? Mm-hmm. You can learn from the positive, and I can actually learn from the negative. Things that I see in you that I don't want to do for my future, right? But I think it's all about how it's phrased, right? I think you can say things positive about your parents, but I also think you can say, hey, like, you know, I want to be honest with you. I don't think at a young age you should tell your children these things, but if you get older and, you know, kids start asking questions and you're in a conversation, you can say, hey, I want to be honest with you. You know, one of the reasons why such and such and such with your parents is because of this. You know, everybody has their flaws and stuff like that, and I'm going to let you know as a child, this is what, you know, you can expect in adulthood, that people are going to have their flaws. So I think... there's nothing wrong with letting your children know about each other's flaws, but I think it's more so like, I think the way she said it was wrong. Like, you don't tell, like, because in a sense, she's a hypocrite. Why would you marry somebody that you don't want your children to be
malicious.
Like? Yeah. But I think in the end, I don't think it's a problem to be honest with your children about your flaws and stuff like that.
But if my thing is, if I'm in the picture, let me do that. You don't have to paint an image of me. Mm-hmm. I could tell my kids the flaws that I have.
Mm-hmm. But are you going to do it though?
They'll see it.
They'll see it
for themselves.
I don't have.
Not every kid will see it because you can manipulate a kid to see something different.
It's not a question of me. It's not a question of me. Am I going to do it? There's a time and place for everything. You know what I'm saying?
On TV, in front of everybody.
Yeah, I can let my kids know that I'm flawed. That I'm not. I'm not perfect. I don't need somebody to paint an image of me that's so foul that now you saying like, oh, I don't want my kids to be like you. That's crazy.
Right, and that goes without being said. Right. Like, of course I'm flawed. Of course I make mistakes. Yeah. There's certain things I wouldn't want you to do. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that he says he wouldn't want their kids to follow with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But why does that need to be said?
Yeah. Like, when you talk about me, talk about the good. Don't talk about...
Especially
in front of the kids.
Man, listen. I feel like, and maybe it's just me. I don't know. I just don't have a problem with the negative. I really think Yeah, as long as it's not.
You think it's realistic? You think
I think it's just realistic. Like people, a lot of people in this world have a problem with negativity because some. Well, this is off topic, but one of the reasons why I think people don't like negativity is because it forces you to be more self-aware. Like you have to look at yourself and acknowledge this is the reason why these are negative. No, so,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yo, nigga, argue.
And that's not an argument. I've experienced one parent not bad mouthing and another parent bad mouthing, and it creates it's one sided, I would say. So if one parent is pointing out the flaws of the other, right? As a young kid, I'm looking at that parent like that.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
My mom did that. Remember, you're talking about a kid.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you from experience. My mom did the positive and the negatives with my dad. I was never the type of person to just take everything at face value. But as I got older, I understood what the truth was, right?
But she said she gave you the positive.
She gave me the positive and the negative.
Right? Now imagine if you only heard mostly negative. As a kid growing up, you're going to start to have those negatives. But
for the most part, I never.
As a kid, you can't.
Bro, I'm telling you how I was as a kid. I'm telling you how I was as a kid.
But you also said your mom gave you both sides.
Yeah, she said, yo, these are characters your father that I like that I want you to have. And these are characters of your father that I don't like. That I don't want you to do because it's not helpful in a relationship as a parent.
In this situation, a lot of times it don't be breakdown.
Okay, that's fine.
It's usually one-sided.
Yeah, you have stats on that?
Huh?
You have stats on that?
Nigga, I lived it.
Okay, you have a different experience
than me. I can agree.
Okay, and that's fine.
I agree.
I'm fine. Everybody has different experiences.
I had one view, and then as I got older, I was like, oh, let me, as an adult, ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got the other side. I was like, wow.
I think there's a beauty in allowing your child to see if you're not with that person anymore, let your kid have their relationship with that person on their own and see who they are on their own. If it's not harming them in any way, unless you have to caution them to be careful because they're going to potentially hurt them. If not, then, let them have their relationship.
You think your baby daddy going to take your son out on the streets and teach him how to sling crack on the block, like
right. If it's something like that, then yeah, nigga,
you never know.
you gotta roll it.
There are some parents like that.
I know, but like, come on, that's
yes.
What y'all think about parents smoking with their kids?
Wait, how did we get there?
We just like that. Just like that. If you're adult,
why you apologize? Good. Just say what you gotta say.
If they're adults, do your thing.
Word.
What if they're like 15, 16?
It's the opposite of what I just said.
Me? It's not like kid, but you know, still young.
Me, I have a boundary with my parents. Me and my parents, we're not friends. So I don't do stuff that I would do with my friends.
Yes.
What about a drink?
But I have a good relationship with my parents, but there's still limits that I have. I still have boundaries with my parents because they're my parents.
And
it's a respect.
You're going to apply that to when you have kids.
Yes, it's a respect.
Just imagine, hey son, how's your sex life?
That's not a bad question.
I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but it is a respect thing.
You ask your kids how your sex life is. That's not bad. I'll ask my son how his sex life is. I'm not asking my daughter that shit.
You just gotta find out if they're having safe sex. If they're having sex, that's what's important.
Oh, she's a virgin.
You don't want to hear her getting.
What? Why?
What's up with you, a virgin?
Huh?
What's up with the next segment?
Wait, let me read the nigga. You could be active too.
Nah, my YouTube is turning off.
YouTube is out of.
You ain't
got to
scroll that high.
I
just read one of the two.
Reggie says, how she said it wouldn't matter. The message is still the same and it's foul. You don't ever badmouth the baby mother or father, wife, husband to your kids or to the public, especially when you picked him. Love Lavender says, I can say from experience, there's a lot of things my mother could have said. Shit, I lost it. There's a lot of things my mother could have said bad about my father because he was physically abusive, but growing up, she never put that image in our head.
Yep.
Reggie says, Jay Brown says, I smoke with my pops first time since he retired. It depends.
All right.
Aren't you
new segment.
Comments?
Don't look at your fucking watch, nigga.
New segment.
I know what time it is.
Yo. Keep your ear to the streets.
I'm actually excited about this topic.
I forgot what ear to the streets is today. I'm not going to lie.
So, the topic is, what is your top two storytellers in hip-hop?
Ooh.
Breath. Now, Who want to start it off?
Why you always asking somebody what they want to start?
I pondered on this for a while. My top two storytellers in hip hop gotta be Kendrick and Nas.
Can we please can we just all agree that yes, there are some goats to storytelling? Mm-hmm. That's an easy giveaway.
No, that's not.
Wait, how are you? How
so what are yours?
My cousin said that Jay, that he think Hov is the best.
I'm going with Slick Rick and Nas.
I just took the conversation from a different perspective. Hold on.
Answer first.
Okay, so top two is fine, but I actually want to make my list like more expansive. I want to go with top five.
Not yet.
Oh, active or retired, Jay Brown, it doesn't matter.
Active, retired.
All right, so.
No longer with us, anybody.
You said who?
Kendrick Nas.
You?
Nas and Slick Rick.
You?
Top two all time?
Top two.
No, I'm changing. Cole and Nas. Sorry.
Kendrick and Nas.
Kendrick and Nas? Yeah.
Kendrick and M.
And Cole and Nas. Cole and Nas.
Eminem is a good one.
Kendrick and M.
Eminem
is a good storyteller.
Ooh.
DMX and M.
You guys also, Andre 3000 is a good storyteller too. You have him? Yes. Andre 3000 is a good storyteller.
Not enough work.
And Biggie is a good one too. Yes. And Biggie, of course, and yeah. Tupac. Biggie.
Tupac.
Yo.
Incredible storyteller.
Dear Mama, Brenda's Got a Baby.
Yep.
Woo.
I watched when I was I so went I back to DMX bitch. Catalog and Eminem's catalog today. And I was like, damn, both of these brothers have a lot of trauma. Right? Ooh. And they definitely use their music to DMX and Eminem. Yeah. They both have a lot of trauma. And they both use their music as a therapeutic instrument, a way for them to be transparent. And yo, a lot of their songs, Sorry Mom, The Closet, Mockingbird, Toy Soldiers, the list goes on. DMX, it reminded me why I like DMX because
X is up there.
I really think, and honestly, I'm gonna say this. I know y'all didn't say Slick Rick, but he's touted to have one of the best storyline songs in children's story ever. That's certified. Like, should be the top one. So I'm kind of shocked that you guys didn't say Slick Rick
because we don't listen to Slick Rick.
Yeah. But it's not about listening to Slick Rick. You said who's the top two storytellers of all
to
time?
Me,
you.
But I hear you. But like. Realistically, like that,
I went back.
Children's
to,
story
yo,
has to.
Yo,
I went back to Slick Rick. To be honest with
Slick
you,
Slick Rick. Slick Rick.
I went back to Slick Rick, and yes, yo, like I want to listen to him more. Like he's definitely a good storyteller.
First of all, but, y'all niggas need to get blocked in the chat. Zay and Love Lavender, both of y'all.
But I feel like if we want to be honestly, I have to think about who's my favorite artist, and then from there, I said who's the best storyteller out of my favorite artist. And that's why I went
that's
to Eminem and DMX.
That's a good way to break it down, yeah. So I think with storytelling, it's a big plus when they can tell their own story. Like you said, M had drama.
Right.
Yeah.
And then not only tell their story, but tell other people's stories.
Yep.
Like
that's my criteria.
Like Brenda's got to be. Like yes. Being able to tell someone else's story
she
at the same time.
You.
And then like you have your own writing and you tell your own story. Mm. And everything just comes together so
it makes
good.
You, it makes you feel something.
That's elite. Yeah.
I'm going to say the reason I switched Cole out for Kendrick is because I feel like Cole had more storytelling songs than Kendrick did. But
doubt it.
No, he definitely did. That's not even an argument.
I'm going to doubt it.
It's not even an argument.
I'm going to doubt it.
But Kendrick, in my opinion, might have had better storytelling songs.
Facts.
You ever heard Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
Facts.
Yeah, that's literally
that's
a storytelling.
That's a whole story in its own.
Overly Dedicated?
Greatest album of all time.
Overly Dedicated?
I'm going to say Kendrick.
You know.
Yeah, Kendrick and Nas.
We didn't. So I feel like, what about Lauryn Hill?
Lauryn Hill is definitely up there.
Lauryn Hill.
Did Lauryn Hill write her album?
Yes.
Yes? Are you kidding me?
There's a rumor that she didn't write the album. And if that's the case, she's discredited to me.
Name your artist in the chat.
So don't put Drake up there.
Name your storytelling artist in the chat, y'all.
I fuck with Drake as an artist, though. I like Lauryn Hill.
No, he's discredited.
But she can't be the best storyteller if she ain't write the
you
album.
You want to know? It's funny. I feel like a lot of the best storytellers are from the older generation than a newer generation.
Because it was appreciated more back then.
And there's way, we were talking about this in the car, there's way more diversity
back then than there is today. Everybody want to do the same shit.
I'm not going to lie. King Von think? Up there.
I was just about to say
you
that.
Said who?
King Von up there. The subject matter you may not agree with.
Yeah.
Wait, right? The said, subject matter said, right? you may not agree with, but King they Von. Are telling
they
stories.
They still telling stories.
Yeah. They, and no, which I had agree, me also which had me also realize, like, yo, rappers are storytellers. All of them. All yeah, of them.
Them niggas,
I
mean, that's them the niggas of Chicago not all of them. Is telling stories about shit that
they got stories.
Week.
Shit. Yeah.
Like they,
yeah.
Last night, they did that shit.
Nigga, last night, I was outside.
There's a difference between storytelling and indictment. Okay? A big difference.
Now, I wanted y'all to also pick, like, maybe one or two songs that kind of
some honorable support, mentions.
Support the reason why.
Children's story.
Hold on. I want to start this one, though. I want
how
to start
you
this
ask
one.
You,
I, want, I gotta let present. Start. I have to
let
present
start.
The question.
Let, I'll start, go last.
I presented the question and I want to answer. So
that nigga said go, no go, with go. Authority. Right,
so for DMX, do it, the reason why
he's still mad about
DMX,
his pizza.
The reason why I picked DMX
is Brenda,
is because
it's Keisha, Letitia.
The songs that stood out for me for DMX was Slippin', Damien.
Slippin'.
I can't get up.
The Rain.
I'm slipping.
Here we go again.
I thought you was gonna say one song. You saying this his whole discography?
Bro, what are you, yeah, for real? Right, like, what are you right, doing?
One song.
And for Eminem, Lose Yourself, Clean Out My Closet, Stand, Toy Soldiers, When I'm
bro,
Going.
Bro. All
right, I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna go with One Mic, Fire, Children's Story. I mean,
that's Slick Rick, Nick.
Yeah.
That's who he said.
That's the fuck I said.
What you said?
He
one
said
mic.
Nas children. And Slick Rick.
Keep going. Keep doing your thing.
Children's Story, One Mic, The Message by Nas. Street Dreams by Nas.
He not saying what I'm gonna say.
Are you not you saying
gonna
what
say
I'm gonna say? Cause I'm about to let you do
what
this no more.
Rewind. I was gonna say The Message too by Nas.
Nah, Rewind so, is mine.
I hate you.
Rewind by Nas, one of my favorite greatest storytelling of all time. And
Everything
with Kendrick,
by J. Cole.
No, shut up. with Kendrick is fuck, what's the name of that song? The last song off of Damn. The shit where he talks about his father meeting Top for the first time.
Oh, Duck something.
Duckworth. When I heard that shit, I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
That's one
the way
of
he
my
pieces
favorite.
It together.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen. The fact that that's actually a true story is dope.
I'm going with Kendrick, Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay.
The whole album. The whole album.
There got to be a song with it.
With Kendrick, everything.
Literally, are pointing out songs. And this guy says this album.
What about Shireen, Master Splinter?
Zay said 50. Gus
so,
did say 50.
Thank you.
I'ma say so. I'ma say 50, but I'ma only say Ghetto Quran and like I feel like I like more of his mixtape stories than his album stories personally.
How to Rob was a story of how I'm a Rob.
Yeah,
was
yeah, nah, fact. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
That's
oh,
fun.
Big
that's
L put on. Yo, that's crazy. Oh,
that, Lily over here talking
Eric
about
Eric B and Rakim.
What?
Eric B
Tink
and Rakim.
Lily.
Nah,
I like Tink.
Biggie too as well. Warning.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube was a good
day. Yes, Ice Cube.
Sing yeah. About Me. Sing About Me. Big Joe says, Sing About Me with Kendrick. What, Ooh. Nigga?
That was on my list. You talk too much rabbit.
Shoot.
Oh, he didn't go yet.
Nah,
he didn't go yet. He didn't go yet. He didn't go yet.
You was just talking.
Nah, he's right. He didn't go yet.
You be OD'ing, bro.
I be OD'ing.
Stupid ass hat. Anyway.
Nigga, my hat looks nice.
Yo, Love Lavender to say, y'all motherfuckers don't read the comments though. Stop ignoring us. I'm not ignoring you. Mob Deep. Creative Myth says Mob Deep. Good storytelling. My fault.
Yo,
Shake.
What
my
is
fault. Nah, that's my fault. My bad, Shake. My bad.
This nigga
bad.
Just acted like your lawyer. And now he...
I apologize, Shake.
For 2004.
You may have the floor. Sorry.
Can you a Hawkeye over here? Shut the fuck up.
Ruben Sutter was a good one too.
Ah, damn. So I was gonna say Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
Fuck this shit up. Stupid
bitch. And I'm also gonna say Ignorance is Bliss by Kendrick.
Fire. Ignorance is Bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fuck with that.
Shit, Kendrick. I would say this.
Oh, and the whole To Pimp a Butterfly. That
fire.
Yeah.
I'm a visual person too. So I took it to another level. I said artists who have great storytelling songs, but also a great visual with it. Mm-hmm. So Kendrick's The Heart Part 5.
Oh, yeah.
Fire. I just watched that video the other day. Jordan Lucas, he got a couple songs and a couple videos that
Jordan Lucas, I forgot about
that stand out to me. I think he's a dope storytelling artist and creative. I had Childish Gambino's "This Is America" video, fire.
Yeah, there's that a message was a good in that. One.
Eminem stand.
Yeah,
that video was fire. I think they told the story with that really well.
D12, and then I got
right. And another.
Yo, can we honestly?
I got Outkast, Miss Jackson.
Yes.
Fire.
Yo, yes. Can we honestly keep it a buck and not?
Can we not be? Can we say R. Kelly one of the best storytellers of all time because of Trapped in the Closet? I'm not gonna lie. No.
Yeah. Trapped in the Closet ran its course.
It did.
I think
I like 7,000 chapters.
I think it would have been better if it was not as long as it's
condensed.
It did. Yeah.
I think they could have definitely. I think if you'd have stopped, it'd have been better.
He not Tyler Perry.
I mean, but since you mentioned R. Kelly, you gotta mention Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, you can say Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you can.
You could definitely say Michael Jackson.
Oh, especially visually.
Oh yeah,
visually
too.
Yeah.
That bad video.
That scene Thriller.
And nigga, every video.
Every video was a movie.
Yeah. Remember the time.
Remember the time.
Don't you.
They need to bring back 10-minute music videos.
Right. I want to say it's
Smooth Criminal. Sorry. Yo, Michael Jackson. This is an all-time great. And that's why.
Gus excited. Yeah.
We don't even have greats anymore because, you know.
Everybody want to be the same.
Everybody want to.
Everybody want
to. I hate you. I was just about to say that.
Fuck yourself. Everybody want to be little spinder block from the hood. Like, that's what I hate, that the fact that there's no diversity. There's a lot of diversity amongst the females.
Yeah.
But with the guys, it's like everybody's in the same boom.
I think
category.
Females too. Females ain't much diversity.
I feel like
they all look the same. They all kind of have the same image.
Who look like Glorilla?
Except for her. She's unique.
Who looks like Coi Leray?
Unique as well.
All right, then we have diversity there. They got Lola Brooks, who just came out smacking the scene.
Who's that?
The same girl that sang that, "Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with that."
I thought that was Glorilla.
No. See?
Okay.
They call her the Glorilla of the Bronx.
But watch how many more Glorillas come out after her.
But that's usually how, like, hip-hop is. There's usually people, when they see something hot, just it was a trend, no?
Nah. I would have to disagree. Why? Because it's like that now, because everybody's trying to be trendy. But like with like how many Jadas have we seen? See, my thing is when it comes to that era, like with the Jadas, the Nas's, the Bigs, the Pops, it would force you to step up your lyrical game.
So like, I agree.
To me, that's how I see it.
But I would say we just listed a lot of old school artists that were storytellers. Uh-huh. So we could say a lot of artists back then were storytellers because it was something that was very popular back then, right?
No.
You don't think so?
I would see, you're changing the conversation now.
No, I'm just going off what you said, because you said that a lot of people nowadays, is not a lot of diversity.
There's not.
But I'm arguing it's possible it was the same way back then, but it was just, the music was just better.
All right, if I write a book, you write a book, we're both authors, right?
I don't read books, but yeah. I'm just fucking you. I think. Go ahead. Make a point.
Let me know what y'all think. Here's my thought. The evolution of hip-hop back in the 90s, mm-hmm. 80s, possibly the 80s, I don't
70s.
Know. But it was about storytelling.
Right.
Yes.
Like a lot of artists back then, that's how they got into it. They got into it through the storytelling. It was like one of the main things about your music. Like, you have to be telling a story, right? Yes. A creative way to tell a story. Perhaps, you know, some decades go by, mm-hmm. and it's becoming watered down, and it's just going into a different evolution where those everyone coming in to be storytellers starting to fade out, and then it's evolving from storytelling to something else.
But it could also be said that it's not popular amongst the younger crowd. I mean, shit, I'm not going to get into this argument. It's not that popular nowadays, you know, the mm-hmm. type of music that mm-hmm. once was.
The reason why I doubt that, like, is because when it comes down to who comes out, we see who impacts more. We see who lasts the longest. We see the people who come out with
said.
The trendy song. We see the people who comes out with the song for the moment and how it passes. And then you see the person that prepared for the next 10 years and how they're still here. So yeah. I gotta disagree.
I think that people still tell stories. They just tell them differently now. Now it's not, you don't have to be as intricate to tell a story. You could just rap about a bunch of different shit that you do.
Less detail.
Which is the problem.
I don't think it's a problem. I just think it's different.
King Von was very detailed in what he said, right? After you just said he was one of the top guys. If I have 10 little Timmies from the Bronx telling me the same story over and over again, after a while it becomes...
That's their story.
It's oversaturated. It's the same story.
Jay Brown says they looking for a following or one catchy track for that artist to get on nowadays because they know they can get writers for them. And a couple people said that 50, they said 50 is definitely up there.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I agree. 50 is definitely up there. 50 is definitely up there.
I was going to say this, though, about I think the switch happened when as hip-hop became more popular.
Poppy?
No, as it became more popular, big business, a popular song that everybody can relate to or everybody can like, where it's not too much substance, it's more the beat and you saying something catchy on it. That makes money. We need more artists to do that.
Yeah.
And we'll give you more money for you to do that.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of times, a lot of artists will have the catchy hits,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at their album, they're going to have their story telling songs. They're going to have their punchline lyrical songs. They're going to have that diversity in the album. But what's going to get you now to the album is the hit. And that may not necessarily be a storytelling type of song. It's going to be something catchy.
You're right. But my thing is like, I can tell the difference between Future and 2 Chainz. I can't really tell the difference between some of these new artists that come out. They sound the same.
I can see that.
I mean, but a lot of times, how these guys, when they come out,
it came to my mind.
They
For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that song, fire.
That's why I was gonna swap them out because I thought about For Your Eyes Only, which is an amazing story. But I think I like Duckworth better.
Yo, let's read some of the comments about who they're fit. Nah, that's not my job.
He's literally just reading the comments.
No, but I'm saying more so about the artists that they mess with. Bro, I'm doing something right now. I'm working. You got to do your job too.
So
then we're gonna wrap up the show. So
call me to silence for the songwriters out there telling stories.
Because we didn't mention some of the, you know, the besides 50 Cent, what else? What are other artists that people mess with that's on their top two or top five? Let us know. But 50 Cent was my first choice. 50 Cent was my first choice. And then I realized that some of his chick songs have more of a storytelling thing than his hits. The things that get you to the club or whatever like that. I noticed that too. And it's funny that we was talking about Michael Jackson and you mentioned R. Kelly. Also, you asked in the car, can we expand the conversation to like R&B?
R&B, yeah.
Like, y'all got somebody in mind for R&B?
Usher.
Yes. Usher.
Yes.
Usher is fire storyteller.
Neo. I mean, that's my favorite R&B artist, but yeah, he's a great storyteller as well. That's Chris Brown in the game? No?
Nah.
No?
Nah. I mean,
I haven't come across anything for Chris Brown.
I mean, like the first album will always do it for me. The first album is always...
With you.
That's not on the first album at all.
Don't run it. There's a man on the floor. Yeah. Shit. All right. Is there anything new in the comments? I want to thank everybody that's in the comments.
Wait, did y'all hear that Nas and 21 Savage song?
Yep.
What did y'all think about
that? Oh, that was another thing that was
on. The Nas and the 21 Savage song.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's one mic, one knife. No. One mic. One mic.
Came out with a song together? Yes.
Yeah.
I put it in the chat.
You put it in the chat.
You don't remember in the chat.
You know, we had a conversation about reading the chat.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you sent that as a URL link. I don't know what the fuck that was. That's how it popped up in my phone.
That's some Apple Music.
It popped up. I couldn't click it.
What do you think about Nas's, their approach, you know, after what 21 Savage said?
Nah, I think it was amazing to capitalize.
Clearly, there wasn't any ill intent. So it's like, all right.
Me being submissive.
Let's.
I wish you could play music on the stream.
Yeah, I really wish that would have been dope too.
I mean, we can.
But, and we don't need copyrights. Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, the song was dope. Nas, it was a good way for them to let everybody know that they cool. Like, so the fans can relax. He's not offended by it. The fact that they both were trending, it was just smart on their part.
We don't know
and
how.
And hopefully, it's a mixtape coming out.
Yo, Drake tells good stories.
Taking advantage of the moment.
Taking advantage of the moment.
Drake tells good stories.
Why are we still back? What?
I was just throwing that out there.
What was you saying?
R&B wise.
What would you
say? He'll tell a crazy breakup story.
All right. Yo, thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Your Man's in the Live. We appreciate y'all. Yo, shout out to everybody that's here. Let's read some names.
Yes, is Kanye a good storyteller?
Big Joe.
Kanye.
Kanye.
I was in my neck.
Kanye. I thought about that one.
Yeah.
I give it to him.
Early Kanye.
Graduation.
Yeah, early Kanye.
College dropout.
Kanye's got some good.
Yeah.
He up there.
I agree.
I don't know how high up there, but, you know, I think it was worth a mention. For Kanye.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out Reggie Porter, Zay, Lee, Sheridan. What up? Shout out Big Joe. Shout out Isaiah. Shout out Jay Brown. You everybody in the chat. If I miss you, I apologize. Love Lavender. Reggie Porter, we appreciate everybody. I made the chat lit. If you have not liked, make sure you like the video. If you have not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the channel. We appreciate y'all and thank you for joining.
Yo, listen, y'all.
All right, are you ready?
Nigga, was he about to say something?
I'm about to do something illegal.
Whoa. Please no. He about to play something that he not supposed to play. This is not a rapper, I'm slinging crack or
move cocaine. This is cold as second flinging. Oh, you smart.
All right.
Okay. You just finished watching Your Man's in the Live. I'm your man's Gus the Third.
I'm your man's Bello.
With your chest.
Yes, sir. I'm your man's Austin Felix.
It's your boy Kyrie.
And I'm your man Shakespeare in a random studio in Brooklyn, New York. This is Your Man's in the Live.
He was looking at us different. That was back in 99. We adapt to crime. Pack a van with four guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck is up. Fuck you shooting for if you ain't walking up.
You are now watching Your Man's in the Live. Fly, fly.
You are now rocking with Your Man's in the Live. You know this shit fine with Your Man's in the. Shout out to the family that been down with Your Man's in the Live. With Your Man's in the Live. With Your Man's in the. Go call in, hit the line with Your Man's in the Live. Go have a good time with Your Man's in the. We the only ones that wear the crown. It's Your Man's in the Live. It's Your Man's in the Live. It's Your Man's in the Live.
You are now watching Your Man's in the Live. Fly, fly. You are now watching Your Man's in the Live.